Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. Let's keep her moving here. It's time for your history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, May 2nd, 1902, a trip to the moon, the first ever science fiction film, was released. It was created by magician George Melies.
Still science fiction.
Yeah. You know, 1902, though.
Watch out. That buzz will
go into the moon.
He'll punch you right in the face, man. You better be careful. That astronaut. Remember when he did it?
So, what'd it take him? Oh, yeah. Pow! Right in the kiss it, dude. He was like 90 years old, too, at that point.
He did.
So, it took him 67 more years to actually do it, to get there.
Yeah. I'm sure that was pretty trippy for people back in 1902. I'm guessing this was a silent film. I don't think they had sound and film at that yet. I didn't know that just anyone could randomly make. I mean, anyone now can make a movie. I guess it shouldn't be that surprising, but it's weird that a magician would be like, yeah, I'm going to make a sci-fi film called A Trip to the Moon, and we'll throw it out there.
To the moon.
Yeah, yeah. I've never seen it.
Does it say how he got there? Yeah, how do they think they got there?
Like on a rocket, I'm guessing? But they didn't have rockets back then, did they?
They didn't have rockets. No.
Did they know
of rockets?
They must
have flown a plane to the moon or something.
Something like that. Was the moon made of cheese at this point still?
Cheese flat, man, just like the Earth.
I don't know. It just seems weird to think about. Like, even now, but now though, why do I act like people in 1902 were so much stupider than I was? Because I still don't really know what the moon is all about. Okay, I look up and I'm like, man, that's crazy.
Just think about the feet that is. So what is it? 229,000 miles or something, and give or take. I can't remember really the exact number, but I think it's around there. But dude, what? Think about how long it takes to get to Florida. That's 1,000 miles right there, dude. Couple days. God, are we there yet? Imagine traveling to the moon, for God's sake.
But you are going thousands of miles an hour. Like, how fast is that rocket going, though, right?
Still, though. You know, you got to get through Indiana.
Not to get to the moon, I don't think.
55.
I don't think.
No, they still make you go through Indiana to get to the moon. It sucks.
You still get hung up around Gary every time. Every time.
55 miles an hour, for God's sakes. Let's go.
Do you think it would be kind of fun to go back to the wonderment of like the early 1900s and not knowing what we know, and like even seeing this probably horrible black and white grainy no sound video? Do you think maybe we've lost something now with the technology, that we've lost our wonderment and excitement, Hunter?
Probably a little bit. I'd just like to go back so I could do something, you know, like everything wasn't invented at that point.
Yeah.
Now you look around, there's like trillions of people around. You just, okay, there's just no chance of coming up with something new. Now, everybody's got it taken care of.
Not to knock you here, Hunter, but really, what amazing thing would you do now? Knowing you now, if you were sent back, like, hey, we're going to send you back in time to do something great, what would you do? You wouldn't do anything great. Nothing.
I don't know, but something, man. Do I get to bring something back with me from the future?
I always think about that. Like, oh, yeah, they sent me back to the Middle Ages to change time. Unless I had a lighter on me.
Bum back then, too.
Yeah. You're going to go back and help the cavemen start fire. Like, I can't start fire. What are you talking about here? Like, we're going to be worse off. We're going to be worse off.
Sticks together. I think I saw that.
Be eaten by a saber-toothed tiger immediately. That's it. So. But yeah, there you go. 1902, magician George Melies gave us our first look at a trip to the moon. All right, that is what happened on this day in history. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Sebastian Maniscalco.